final work on this program will be Cindy McTee's Ballet for Band. McTee was born in 1953 in Tacoma, Washington. Her parents played in a jazz band. She studied piano from the age of 6 and saxophone a little later. In her teens, she studied with Polish composer Krzysztof Penderecki in exchange for teaching English to his children. Later, she studied with David Robbins and Thomas Clark at Pacific Lutheran University and Jacob Druckmann and Bruce McCombie at the Yale School of Music and with Richard Herwig at the University of Iowa, where she received her Ph.D. She is now Regents Professor of the University of North Texas. We'll hear Ballet for Band, McTee's 2003 adaptation of her Symphony No. 1, Ballet for Orchestra. Here's what she says about the piece. My Ballet for Band emerged out of a kinesthetic emotional awareness and a renewed interest in dance music. Although I have never made a conscious attempt to create or reflect on American sound, I would agree that my musical style generally does reflect my American roots more than my European-based training. European writers, however, continue to shape my thinking, especially the Swiss psychologist Carl Jung, who felt that creative energy sprang from the tension between oppositions of conscious and unconscious, of thought and feeling, of objectivity and subjectivity, and of mind and body. Movement 1 is Introduction, On with the Dance, from Lord Byron. On with the dance, let joy be unconfined, no sleep till morn when youth and pleasure meet, to chase the glowing hours with flying feet. Movement 2 is a waltz, light fantastic, from John Milton. Come and trip it as ye go, on the light fantastic toe. Movement 3 is the finale, where time plays the fiddle, from Henry Austin Dobson's. Oh, love but a dance, where time plays the fiddle, see the couples advance, oh, love's but a dance. A whisper, a glance, shall we twirl down the middle? Oh, love's but a dance, where time plays the fiddle. Let's hear it now with the North Texas Wind Symphony, conducted by Eugene Miliero Corporan.